It's a pandemic, gotta get it, yeah. Tryna shine like diamonds in some VVS. I treat every show like my city stay. We gon' shoot a film, grab the TV set. Bustin' big moves, big, high tunes. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Build a kingdom with a few screws, yeah. Now I'm about to turn into a tycoon, yeah, yeah. Had to fix my mind, till I fall in line. I pray I'll be shine, that's only my prime, yeah. Tryna reach levels, greater than greater.
Y'all see, I know the house there, right?
Yeah, right there.
Now we hear that bit.
Right now, that's just how a nigga feeling, ain't even high. They just killed one of my little cousins, ain't even cry. Same nigga just got shot up, but he ain't even die, he still alive.
Damn.
But I'ma slide on him, I've been to his crib, I got my eye on him. I even put some money on his head, I got like five on him. And no, we ain't stopping till they dead, we put that iron on a lot of niggas' time, homie. Let me know right now, cause if we driving in the car, you can't sit in the back. If a nigga play a disrespect, that's been he getting whack. They done gave these rolls all that time, he tryna give it back. Give him back, damn. Say you gon' slide on me. You pull up over here, switch, you don't ride, homie. I got Nicky Parker on my hip, that big 45 on me. I hope that nigga pray to make the lock, cause he gon' die.
Yeah, I heard about you. You's a bitch, that's the word about you, yeah. We gon' come and get them birds out you, yeah. Before the feds get them birds out you, yeah. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Shorty on them pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills, ayy. Let's go on the drill,
Brody, let's go on the drill. And we feel right, nigga, then somebody getting killed. Let's go on the drill, Brody, let's go on the drill. Brody on the field, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Let's go on the drill, Brody, let's go on the drill. And we feel right, nigga, then somebody getting killed. Five nigga blocker, first stop signs couldn't stop us. Know that they feel safe when I was locked up. Ayy, know that they hit swindles, but they not us. Ayy, know that I'm too real, I can't let no nigga fake me. Know we play for keeps, I can't let no nigga take me. No, no, I don't talk too much, but my mouth slicker than my auntie. More money and more choppers, I'm about to make these niggas hate me. Oh, you thinking with your dick, huh? But we gon' put this bitch on you. Gon' watch and we gon' sit on you. Pull up and put this stick on you. And knock a nigga top to his bottom, that's what this gon' do. Find out where they bury your bitch ass and I'm gon' piss on you. Cause I ain't got it all, nigga. Not at all, nigga. I know that they'll take your head off before they ball with you. We catch you, we gon' put your head on flat like a ball, nigga. And fuck whoever standing with you, nigga, they gon' fall with you.
Yeah, I heard about you.
Yeah, I heard.
You's a bitch, that's the word about you.
Bitch, that's the word.
We gon' come and get them birds out you.
Come and get them birds.
Before the feds get them birds out you. Let's go on the drill, brody. Let's go on the drill. Shorty on the field, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Let's go on the drill, brody. Let's go on the drill. And we feel right. Nigga, then somebody getting killed. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Brody on the field, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. And we see the right nigga, then somebody getting killed.
Put him nigga right there.
The hookah. The way that you're looking right now, I just might have to do something to ya. Know this ain't what you used to. Light it up with me, babe. We can just drift away. Let me be your escape. Tonight we switch it up and do it my way. Cause I'm about to do some shit to blow your mind away. Focus on me, do that. I know what you need. I'm in control, let's take it slow. Tonight we do it my way. Feels so good to me. So can we please do it my way? Tonight we do it my way. Tonight we do it my way. Feels so good.
A nigga can't provide. I'm never leaving her side. She wanna always have it her way. Why can I never have mine? She say I'll never have time. But girl, you stay on my mind. Yeah, I ain't tryna be rude with you. I'm tryna make you my bride. Yeah, fuck that, back and forth. I'm tryna give you the best you know. I was put here to protect your heart. I'm tryna put you in fancy cars. You better know it get deeper than this. Showing you all of my people and shit. Showing you all I can be that shit. I'm really legit, I'm pretty, yeah. She wanna have it her way. She wanna have it her way. Yeah, she wanna have it her way. But I can't do everything she say, huh. And I ain't talked to her like 4 days. But what we gon' do about foreplay, huh? She say she wanna fuck all day, huh. I'ma let the girl have her way.
Tonight we do it my way. Feel so good to me.
If we keep it up, then maybe Thinking about how I was in those styles. Hey. Though you wish you was with me, you see me in the ride.
Damn.
You also see my bitch, she's hitting them passions aside.
Damn.
Let's just speak the real, I'm putting all passion aside.
Woo.
You know we started off as friends, we just having a vibe.
Damn.
Now you my guilty pleasure, fill me with ladders
right.
and lies. I think I'm at my max, cause you a savage as I.
Skin as me, pretend to be my brother, but undercover resenting me. Damn.
Walk a mile in my shoes to understand me.
Blood, sweat, and tears, I put every day in these streets.
If
my family got
it,
I'm grinding every week. In the midst of everything, can't let them hold me. You know I'm popular.
Yeah. I look at my children and wonder what their future holds. The kind of world we live in where ignorance just refuse to grow. I let them know they can go wherever they choose to go. Cause I come from a place when you win the race, it's unusual. They throw us in the fire and lock us up for surviving. White neighborhoods, they pull us over for driving. Step up in my shoes, you couldn't fit in my size. And no matter where I make it, I'll never forget where I've been. Yeah.
Walk a mile in
my shoes. You can't judge me.
If you ain't
never been where I've been.
Blood, sweat, and tears, I put every day in these streets. My family gotta eat, I'm grinding every week. In the midst of everything, can't let them hold me. You know I'm
poppin'. Either feed us or we gon' take it. Uh
We about to start an epidemic with this bitch, man. Hey, baby, they gon' love this one, man. My kids and my nephews and she gon' love this one, man.
Yeah,
you know what we gon' tell them?
Yeah.
Hey,
bitch gone.
Ho, move.
Oh, nah. Nah.
Tell them ho.
Bitch gone.
Bitch move. Rockin' up friend clothes. One of them messy hoes. Smoke up all your marijuana, her baby daddy used to be a to a coma, cause them the kind of hoes that come with all that drama, tell a bitch no, now she mad, I just hate a bitch that watch a nigga bang, I make her watch when I'm in Gucci popping tags, cause she the type to make a post and go and brag, I'm a player baby, I ain't got no time for that, so when them bitches out here begging niggas screaming, asking for rides, ain't got no weed, lil' bitch I mean it, hold on, be boppin' when you see the 2020 matte black. Cause when a nigga wants some nookie for the frizz, but for this funky $40, you gon' throw it back. I'm on the Henny, don't be asking for no pictures, bitch, I'm retarded, don't throw paper on no strippers, I'm with my hitters, we don't do swishers, bitch, I just stuffed the backwood with Gorilla, and bitches, fuck you if you ain't one of my niggas, so don't you step in VIP if you ain't with us, rockin' up friend clothes, one of them messy hoes, ain't got her own car, ain't got no place to go, tell them hoes no, I don't wanna, the type of bitch that smoke up all your marijuana, her baby daddy used to be a to a coma, cause them the kind of hoes that come with all that drama, bitch I be flexing, don't touch my necklace, bitch cause I'm one of them niggas that be stepping by that, but nothing less than VVS is in my jury, so if I punch a bitch, he probably try to sue me, that boy won't only make the news, it be a movie, cause I didn't like the way his pussy ass was moving, and I'ma kill us with me, watch the way you do the, we got some tools up in the club and we ain't moving, oh you ain't bad, I beat your ass, stomp him to the ass. Friend close, one of them messy hoes, ain't got her own car, ain't got no place to go, tell them hoes no, I don't wanna, the type of bitch that smoke up all your marijuana, her baby daddy used to be a to a coma, cause them the kind of hoes that come with all that drama,
you already know what it is. Hey, this your boy DJ Cat Daddy Marshall. Hey, y'all already know we live on the air. It is going down. Hey, I got a few hot artists coming in the building. Hey, now I got some hits I'm going to play. Hey, I'm playing a whole lot of underground music tonight. Hey, this that underground feel tonight. Hey, you don't like it, you might well click off. You already know what it is. But if you want to hear something, hit me up. 347-945-7629. Just wonder, I'll let your boy Cat Daddy get him. Hit my Cat Daddy March page, in my Underground Talk page. You know how my pages go down. Been a crazy week. Hey, if you get a chance, go on head out there right now on issue.com, issuu.com. Check out Underground Hip Hop issue number 27. Hey, type in Underground Hip Hop issue, Underground Hip Dash Hop issue number 27, or Cat Daddy Marshall on Underground Talk Radio. That issue pop up. Go check out that issue. We got videos and all type of foolishness in that shit. Videos. Hey, we got artists. We got, hey, just go check it out. We got everything you need. And you already know what it is. Hey, fuck me. Let's get these artists paid. You know what it is. We got that mixtape out there, too, on Deck Pill and Spin the Wheel. Go ahead out there. Check that out. That Pandemic song. Hey, you heard. That's my boy Lil Heist. Hey, that joint on now. Hey, gone. That was the Pandemic song. First song I played when I came on air. But yeah, go ahead. Go check out the Underground Talk Radio right now on Spin the Wheel and Deck Pill. And once again, just search DJ Cat Daddy Marshall, Cat Daddy Marshall, and that shit pop up. I got work everywhere. I don't know where your work at, but my work everywhere. Hey, y'all already know what it is. This boy Cat Daddy, I'm going to turn you up. Anything you want to hear, hit me up. Well, see, I'm sitting right here playing on my now Instagram. My Facebook, my Twitter, excuse me, acting a damn fool. Hey, I heard that Apple Chair went down too. School out there, the Apple Chair. Crumb Dope, One Dope. What's going on, man? Heard you had four people out there at your show, man. Hey, goddamn, man. Hey, what the hell going on out there in the streets? Yeah, you already know. This your boy. back, Zy. I told you, I got the hot artist walking in the building. I got one of the hottest females in the game, a Southern Virginia native. She in the D.C. right now turning it up. Hey, let them know who it is.
You're making me blush over here now.
Hey, what's up?
How are y'all?
Okay, how's it going? How's it going?
I'm all right. I'm okay. But y'all are making me blush over here. The hottest in DMV. That's a lot. That's heavy.
Yo, hey, we ain't lying to you now. You've been 100 with you. DC got some heat now. I ain't even gonna lie. The DMV, they got some heat up there now.
Yes, I'm gonna tell you. I mean, when it comes to especially the indie artist scene, oh my! Not even just the DMV, Virginia itself, where I'm from, like that Southern Virginia area,
yeah.
Full of heat. Think about it. You got Timbaland, Missy, Neptunes, and those are and Chris Brown and Trey Songz, and those are like. Yeah, those are like, you know, names that you hear all the time. So think about the people that you don't hear of, like the Nathaniel Stars and people like that. I mean, we're packing some heat in Virginia. So then you come up here to D.C. and it's, oh my gosh. Every time I turn around, I'm talking to people and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm an artist. So I'm like, yeah, I'm an artist too. Let me hear your stuff. And I mean, talk about straight fire. So, yeah. Yep.
It is straight fire. Hey, I love everything y'all got going up there in D.C. Except for that go-go. I don't get down with that go-go.
What? I love me some go-go. I grew up to go-go. Well,
You grew up to go-go. I went to college. I mean, the first couple songs, it gets you rocking, man. I just did. After the first couple songs. See, I ain't grow up on it. I went to college. And I went to E&T. So a whole lot of Baltimore and a whole lot of D.C. folks came down and knocked them out of E&T. So that was a thing. So you heard a whole lot of go-go in the club. First couple songs I can get down with, but I just didn't grow up on it, so it ain't my style of music.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, I mean, you know, it wasn't something that, you know, we listened to all the time, but it's like, you know, a go-go song came on where I'm from, and it's like, oh, that's hot right there, because, you know, it's got all the drums. For me, go-go holds a special place. Like, I always felt like this is like so random. So where I'm from is about 3 hours, about 2 hours, 45 minutes, 3 hours from D.C., right?
Yeah.
So my family and I, every year, we would come up to D.C. We would come to D.C. at least once a year to go to the Cherry Blossom Festival. So, you know, we would come and there'd be, you know, we'd go to the National Mall and, you know, do the normal sites and go to the Smithsonian and, you know, Natural History Museum. Because that's like, for some reason, I don't know why, I always say like the Smithsonian, like there's not like a bunch of them. But we would always go to the Natural History Museum and, you know, do our walks and everything. But I never felt like I was in D.C., until I heard Guys on Buckets. I had to be walking down the street, and if you've ever been to D.C., if you've not been to D.C., if you've not been to D.C., you might not understand exactly what I mean. But every now and again, you'll hear guys, and they'll just have buckets, and they'll be in the middle of the street, and they're literally doing, like, the go-go beat on buckets, and they do it like in front of the White House. They do it in Chinatown. There's a couple other places that they do it. And so I never felt like I was quite in D.C. Like, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm at the Smithsonian and, you know, we see like the monuments and things like that. But it was, for some reason, it was hearing the go-go beat when those guys are playing it on the buckets. That's what made me realize, yeah, I'm in D.C. now. So, for sure. To me, Go-Go just has a special place in my heart.
Definitely. Now that's what's up. Hey, I feel a couple songs. I mean, but it was just I guess what turned me off was the back. I mean, I like a few of them songs, but it's just the back. I had the back when you was in college. When I was in college, you had like 30 to 45 minutes of it.
That can be a little bit much if it's not something that you're used to all the time, you know?
Yeah, that's a little bit too much. That's what you had, because this the kind of, they say North Carolina kind of the South and the North. So you had the South going for half the night, and then the next thing you know, you had the South going, and they slowed the DJs kind of slow it down. Then next thing you know, you got 45 minutes of go-go going on. The first 10 to 15 minutes straight. But after the first 10 to 15 minutes, if you ain't used to go-go, it's like, all right, yeah, it's time to go.
Yes. I remember living in Texas, and that's how, the way that you feel about go-go is how I feel about chopped and screwed music, where it's like, okay, like, it's cool for like the first few minutes, and it's like, okay, do they have to chop and screw every single song? Let the song play. Stop chopping and screwing it.
For sure. Now we get to chopping it up a little bit more. I almost forgot. Hey, you gotta put your contact information and everything on how they can get at it, so more people can come out there and get at you and follow you.
Okay, so you can find me on all socials at The Nika Levine. So it is at TheNikaLadean. Or, and then my music. I have one song released right now, which there's going to be more to come. Y'all just be patient. But you can find that on my Bandcamp. That is nikaladean.bandcamp.com. Or you can go to any music platform and just do a search for Nika Levine Energy, and it will pop up.
And you won't be disappointed. Hey, we're going to get in that energy joint in a minute. Hey, I had to put it on repeat when I heard it.
Well, you know what? I've had about 6 or 7 people, you know, just through conversation throughout the week. They were like, that song, I have listened to that song every day. And I'm like, my song? And they're like, yeah, your song. And I'm like, every day? And they're like, yeah, it's something about that song. I listen to it every day. I didn't think it would catch on like this. I wasn't sure what to expect. I knew for me, when I got the beat, I couldn't stop listening to the beat. And shout out to AJ Throwback, what a phenomenal producer I have on my team. But when he gave me the beat, I couldn't stop listening to the beat. I was like, oh my God, there's something about this beat. I just love it. It's so old school. It's just me. It's me. And so I listened to the beat over and over again, and then I finally wrote to it. And when I wrote to it, I, sang it for him one day. And this was still in the production phase of it. I just sang it to him one day, and he was like, yo, that's going to be fire. And I went, are you serious? He's like, yeah. So the fact that he was, like, overall just excited about just hearing me sing it, it made me even more excited to get in the studio to actually record it. And I recorded the song probably about 15, 20 times because I wanted to make sure that the delivery came off okay. And so I would record it, and then I would get a rough mix of it, and I would hear something subtle in it. Or I would be like, I want to scrap the whole thing and do it all over again. Or I want the first verse or the second. You know, there were times where I had to break it up to actually record the song because I wanted to make sure that it came across with that smoothness that I wanted it to have. So just the fact that it caught on the way that it has, I'm overwhelmed.
it definitely caught on the way it was supposed to. It got a good vibe to it, good laid back got good laid back vibe to it. I had to pour me a little drink when I was with to it. And it got a good feel to it. And that's that classic R&B that we need back in the game. Classic R&B. Yeah, we need that back in the game.
Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
For sure. Now, I know you got in the plans. I know you got to shoot a video. You got a visual coming to that. What's in the works for that?
So, admittedly, I will admit this. I did not have a visual for this song. In my mind, I didn't have a visual for the song because I wanted it to be one of those things. When you hear that song, I wanted the listener to be able to close their eyes and create their own visual for the song. Like, one of my cousins was like, girl, she was like, I closed my eyes and I listened to this song. She was like, and it just reminds me of being like in a bubble bath. And then another one of my cousins was like, yo, it's like I hear the song and it just reminds me of being at the beach. You know, so I wanted the listener to be able to just close your eyes, hear the vibes, hear the words, and create your own visual. And then I had someone a couple weeks ago like, hey, so when can we expect a visual? And I was like, I wasn't even going to do a visual. So, yes, there is a video in the works right now. Because now y'all leave me no choice because everybody's talking about a visual. So I want to make sure I can oblige and give people a visual.
You got to go get it now. I like that beat. Like, that's what I close my eyes. I can see the beach. I can see you doing something out there at the beach, out there at Coney Isle or something like that. That'll be something.
Look, if my team wants to go with me to Coney Island, I'm game. I've only ever been to New York one time. I'm game. I mean, I don't know how they're going to feel about that.
You right up by Richmond. You right up by Richmond, too. You right up by Virginia Beach, too. I can see that one, too.
I might be closer to Ocean City. I think if you think about it, Virginia Beach and Ocean City and probably like Rehoboth Beach and all of that, they're probably like the same distance away. So it's plenty of beaches that I can shoot at, but I will say this, a beach is not what I envisioned for this video.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So you gotta stay tuned, y'all. There is a video in the works, though.
it's a visual coming. Hey, gotta stay tuned. Yeah, I put the beach out there. It ain't the beach on visual you gonna get. You gonna get something else.
Yeah, not this time. You won't get the beach this time. But I do have something. I said you won't get the beach this time, but you will get something special.
So, hey, now, Nakia, how long you been working? How long you been shaking in the game?
Believe it or not, the pandemic was actually the thing that kind of threw me into the game. I've been singing since I was a kid. I've been writing since I was, a kid. Just writing poetry and things like that. But I've been, in the game for a good year and a half now. And that was just thanks to a chance encounter at work. I was at work one day. I was actually working with another producer, and things weren't happening. And so I ended up just one day I was in frustration. I left that particular studio. And I got to work like a couple of days later, and I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who I had just met. And I was like, I was telling him some things that had happened at the studio. I was like, I'm just frustrated. And he looks at me, and he's like, I'm a producer, right? And I went, you are? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. And so I chased him around for about 5 months asking him, so when are we going to do music? When is this going to happen? And I'm so busy. He gave me all kinds of I think they're excuses, but he had valid reasons as to why he couldn't. And then one day he was just like, hey, I got this idea for a song. Do you want to work together? And since then, he's my primary producer. He's been, you know, he was here beating his head, and it's almost as though he can hear the beat that's in my head. And it's like, okay, I'm going to put this down. So he knows exactly what my sound, he knows how to cater to my sound. I also have two other producers on my team right now. So shout out to Ransom Relic and shout out to Gladiator. They're like my brothers. I mean, they fight tooth and nail for me. They always say, I'm the little sister, and they're all older than me, but I'm the little sister, and they're just like, yeah, let us know if it's something we need to handle. And I'm like, y'all, you know, don't y'all ain't gotta beat nobody. I'm like, it's gonna be okay. But they really do look out for me. And because of, like I said, this chance encounter at work, I was able to now have a production team, and for the past year and a half just be in the studio making music, you know, just spewing my feelings, you know, onto a blank canvas of music, you know?
For sure. That's what's up. And Chance, hey, them be the best connection. Them Chance connections be the best ones you make.
Yes, indeed. Because like I said, and it was funny because when he said, he was like, the way the conversation started, he started laughing. He's like, I don't know why, but you give me like R&B singer vibes. And I was like, well, I'm an R&B singer. And he was like, huh. And he played it cool. You know, it wasn't like he came off like, you know, arrogant, well, I'm a producer or anything like that. It was just like a slow conversation that led into him saying, yeah, you know, I'm a music producer. And then he said, you know, he was a radio show host. So in my mind, when he said he was a producer and a radio show host, I just thought it was something very, in my mind, I put him on a small scale, and I was like, oh, he just does some amateur stuff, and I'm not going to, you know, I'll hear him, whatever.
That's wrong.
Yeah, and I felt bad. I was like, you know, he tells me, he's like, no, like, you should go to YouTube and look me up. And I go to YouTube, and I'm looking him up, and I'm like, okay. And like, this is stuff that I had heard, you know, he had, like, a video that he had built this beat from, like, 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, my God, like, he did this? Like, this is crazy. So, his overall, he's an artist as well. Like I said, his name is AJ Throwback, so he's an artist as well. He's got a million things going on. He's got a radio show, about the Balancing Act radio show. He's got a million things going on, but just for him to take time out of his busyness to just, you know, like I said, hear the beat that was in my head that I didn't even realize was there. You get energy. So thank you, AJ Throwback, because I think you might be listening right now. So,
what's up, AJ Throwback? Hey, we're going to have to get him on here ASAP, too. We're going to have to link us. We're going to have to get him on here ASAP.
Yes. He's such, you know, if you're enjoying the conversation with me, he's a character too. So definitely.
For sure. And now we about to get a people a little taste of your music. Hey, this energy joint. Hey, we want them to close their eyes, make their own visual tonight. Don't close your eyes and go to sleep. But hey, you close your eyes and vibe.
No sleeping right now.
Hey, you tired, just don't close your eyes. Close your eyes when you listen to the show again in the morning. Let's get it. the crazy R&B and soul that we need back in the game to kill what it do.
Thank you. That means a lot. That means a lot.
The show, hey, that's what we need back in the game, because it seems like everything is hip-hop now. Everything done been pushed into hip-hop. Ain't got no R&B no more. You got R&B artists, but they hip-hop artists. It used to be divided. It used to be you had R&B, you had soul, but not everything is hip. Everything is hip-hop.
I agree. I think, and I've made this this correlation before. I think now artists tend to over-sing songs, and I think the artists tend to overwrite songs. And so you have a beat, but you're trying to condense so many words in a beat that when the artist, think about this, you've got so many words in this beat that when the artist is trying to convey what they've written, they have to do it in a rappy, sing-songy kind of way.
For sure.
So I think that's the difference now. Music has honestly lost its simplicity. So now you might hear a beat, but even the rappers now sound like R&B artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, or at least they try to come off with that sing-songy kind of tune. Think about Migos. Think about, it's very sing-songy. And even some of the singers have a very rappy kind of tone now. I mean, even Beyonce has a tendency to do it sometimes, or a lot, actually. So there is a big crossover between R&B and hip-hop, where there used to be a divide there. You could tell the difference between the two. But I do believe that, that because there's been something missing in the R&B game, it's just the simplicity. It needs to go back to just being basic. The Isley Brothers wrote, Earth, Wind & Fire wrote, The Whispers wrote, and, Frankie Beverly and Maze, if you listen to their lyrics, Frankie Beverly and Maze, there's a time of the day when the sun's going down. That's the golden time of day. That's like, you can't get much simpler than that, Earth, Wind, and Fire, would you mind if I touched, if I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light? It's very straightforward. The Isley Brothers, the whole hook to the song is, I want to groove with you. That's it. Very, very simple, very straightforward. And so for me, when I wrote this song, I wanted it to have a simplicity to it. So when it came to the hook, okay, as a matter of fact, I'll even say this. When it came to the hook, any beat that AJ Throwback gives me, which is, I only do this with him. I haven't done this with the other two artists. But when he gives me a hook, he's, of course, when a producer has produced a beat, you have to name the beat. So when he gave me this beat, the beat was already named Energy. I wrote around what the beat was already named because I felt exactly that when I heard the beat. It was like, I see why you named it that. So I'm going to write around this. There's another beat. There's a few more beats that he's given me, and he's named them. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to write around the name that you've already given me because I like the pride. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost as though, like I said, he heard the beat that I heard, or he felt what I was hearing, what I was feeling when I heard this beat. And so he named the beat that, which is weird. My other producer, Gladiator, he names his beat, and I just hear something subtle in the song. And so I just tend to name the song and write around a subtleness, whatever I hear that's very subtle. It could be a snare drum, and I could get a feeling from the snare drum that I hear. And it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to name the song this, and I'm going to write it about this. And the same thing with Ransom Relic. When he gives me a beat, it's like I'll hear something, or it's just an overall feeling that I get from the song. Ransom just names his stuff all. Ransom gives me, I think one of the beats that he gave me, he was like, I don't know what to name it. And I was like, okay, well, just name it something. And he literally named the beat, I don't know what to name this beat. So, but when it comes back to, you know, bringing it back, when it comes to energy, when I heard it, the hook doesn't need to be very much. And a lot of people don't even realize this, that part, in the very beginning and also in the hook, when I'm going, ooh, that's an exhale. It's very subtle. Nobody really realizes that, but that's an exhale. It's a release. It's like a, whoo, I can feel your energy. So you don't need to even oversing that, you know?
No, that I didn't know. You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are subtle things in this song. Another example, at the end of the song, when we were in the middle of, you know, final mixing and mastering of the song, shout out to Gladiator. Gladiator is not only one of my producers, but he's also my engineer. So we're in the final stages of the production of this song. I told him what I heard the lyrics, the vocals fading out before the music. But when he did it, he made the music fade out before the vocals. And so at first, like the first time I heard it, I was like, well, I want the vocals to fade out first because I want the music to still linger. And he said, no. He says, think about this. You want the music to fade out and you want the vocals to linger because you're spilling your heart out to somebody. The music can end, but does that mean that you want to stop spilling your heart out because you're trying to make a point to this person? And so you don't even realize that, but it's like the music ends, the vocals are still going. I'm still, you know, doing runs in the background and everything because it's like I'm still spilling my heart out to this person saying like, hey, you know, I know that this was meant to be because I can feel your energy. You know that you belong with me. You know, it's like, hey, you know. So there are subtle things in the song that people don't even realize, but that exhale, that's the biggest one that, that's an exhale,
and that's what I did when I first heard this beat in the car. That's what I did. I was like, "Whoo!"
I
ain't noticed that, but that's crazy. A lot of singers done said that in the past, and that's crazy. I didn't notice that. I mean, you really can't notice that, but a lot of singers done said that in the past. They done did that to exhale, but not. So you not the exhale, but to keep the song going, so it don't seem like you tired. But it's crazy. It's hard to explain, but it's crazy.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah.
So
there are certain
just,
things that when it comes to the production side of it that like the next single that's coming out. There's a part that when I actually in singing it, I actually sang the part, and I cut it and I said, hey, look, I said, I want to do this a little different. And so we started recording again, and I actually, instead of singing that small part, I actually stated it. I actually said it. And the way that I said it, it was very sassy. It came off like, huh, like, okay. And then I actually doubled my voice and said it again so that it sounds like background singers are confirming what I said.
Now, that was nice. Yeah, but that's nice right there.
Yeah, yeah. I told you, I have, like, when it comes to the musical piece, the production side of it, I hear things and it's like, okay, let's do this again, but this time I want to do this, or this, you know, next time I want to do this. I was listening to a song that AJ was actually doing in the studio one day, and he was rapping, and I you know, we stopped and Gladiator was like, okay, so what do you think? And I just looked at him. I was like, hey, do it this way. Like, record it again, but do it this way this time. And he did it the way that I said it. And he was just like, yo, I like that better. So it's like I can hear just small subtleties that can change the trajectory of an entire song.
That's true. And then that's the bad. When you can hear it and you can fix it because you the number one pusher. You the number one pusher of the music. Hey, we push it, but you the number one fan and you the number one pusher of the music. So when you hear it and you fix it, hey, that's when you know you don't mouthpiece to me.
Thank you. Yeah, I tried. That's one day I was like, I'm trying to get there. I'm almost there or something like that. And when somebody posted on my Facebook page, they were like, nah, bruh, you there. You got it. And that gave me so much confidence just to know that it's like, okay, I'm on the right track. I've got this.
So you definitely got it. You definitely got it. You definitely moving. And my next question was going to be, hey, what's the biggest sell? What's the biggest what you need for new people and new fans to come help you out to keep pushing?
Okay, say that one more time because I felt like the phone went out a little bit.
I was saying, what's the biggest support? What's the biggest thing you need for new fans and new people that come check you out? What you need for them to do?
Just keep sharing. You'd be surprised at how simple just sharing the song could do. And you don't even have to be, you know, obvious about it. I have a friend. What he'll do is he'll wait until he's got somebody in the car. Like, he'll wait until he's, like, driving around or, you know, he's, you know, got, like, a friend or something in the car, and he'll bump it in the car. And then the people will be like, yo, who is that? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's Mika. Like, and then the next thing, you know, that person's like, yo, what, you know, is this on Apple Music? And he's, like, telling them where to find it. But share the music. That's the biggest support that you can give. I have a lot of people who will say, you know, I want to buy it. Where is it on your Bandcamp? And they'll actually pay for it, and that's beautiful. I'm so appreciative of that. But once you buy it, make sure you share it, because it doesn't make a difference if you buy it and then you just leave it sitting on the shelf. So.
For sure. We definitely sharing it. We getting it out there. It's going to be on all my pages throughout the week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just that means a whole lot. That means a whole lot.
For sure. And I'm mad we got you on. Hey, I wish I would have put you on in April. Hey, MJ didn't send me your music and everything until about the end of May. So I just had a mixtape project drop not too long ago. But if I would have got it beforehand, you would have been on it.
Oh, well, thank you. Apparently now, since you're throwing out the visuals for the video, now you got to do a second mixtape so you can put me on. How about
that? We got another mixtape coming out Memorial Day weekend. So,
okay.
You good. Soon as I hit the airport to go to Miami Memorial Day weekend, I'm dropping it in the air.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Miami Memorial Day weekend. That's going to be hot right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very appreciative. I'm glad you said MJ. Shout out to MJ, because I'm going to tell you something. MJ is one of the hardest working people I have ever met in my life. Like, I can literally wake up. I don't sleep very well at night. I have said this before. That still stands true. I posted a status last night on Facebook, and I actually had a glass of wine last night because I was like, I'm going to sleep through it. I was like, yes, I'm going to sleep through the night tonight. I'm not accepted anything else. I'm sleeping through the night tonight. So I had a couple glasses of wine. I was like, this is going to help me sleep through the night. And that was about 11 o'clock last night. I am going to sleep. I'm going to get me some rest. I'm excited, you know, because I'm finally going to get some rest. And at 3 o'clock, I was up writing. So I don't sleep through the night. But I wake up, and I might click on Facebook, and MJ is up too. And I'm like, what are you doing up? So she's like me, she doesn't sleep, but definitely one of the hardest working women that I have, or and not just a woman, but hardest working people I know in this business, in this game. And so shout out to MJ for all that she does for us independent and not so independent artists and you know, the entrepreneurs and everybody that she helps, because she's Wonder Woman.
For real. She go home. She go real hard.
She's gonna have to tell me where she has the cape or the wings or whatever it is that she's using, because she's a hard worker. So
yeah, she's been going hard for years. Me and her been working. Crazy story. Me and her been working for about 7 years, about 7, 8, because
wow.
I've been doing this for about 9 years. She been sending me too. She sent me emails. She kept sending me emails because I was getting flooded, like when I first got started. When I first got started, the emails came in slow. Then they just start coming once you get into music. It's a small circle, but like the emails come, like music come. So especially if you got a real, like you were saying, the radio station, on radio shows, you assisting at a radio show, the music just come. The music come. So music was coming. Like, and Sun just told me to email her back. Like, I was playing her artist, but Sun told me to email her back. Then once I emailed her back, we just clicked from right down. Her emails is coming. Like, I was giving them at 12 a.m. I give them at 12 a.m. Then they come back at 7 a.m. Then I come back. by noon. Some more email blast. I come back by dinner time. You got some more email blast. She was coming the hardest. I was like, let me reach out to her. Let me go ahead and talk to her, see what's going on out here.
Exactly. And you know, right now I will say this, you know, you just mentioned, you know, me working on a radio show and everything. I am on the leave of absence from the radio show. But I would always laugh because we would get inundated with emails anyway, because we have a lot of independent artists out here in the DMV and beyond who send us their music, and they're like, hey, I got this new album, or listen to my new track, or when can I get an interview? And I mean, so there were days where we would be inundated with emails, but then we would get the emails from MJ, and I told AJ one day, I was like, yo, like, I know MJ sends us at least 75 to 100 emails a week. And, you know, the good thing is, I mean, we would take the time and we would actually listen to all the music. Because think about it. The thing, when people say they don't have time, I'm going to throw this out there. When people say they don't have time, I call crap. Because no matter what you're doing, unless you're, like, actually on the phone or, you know, you're doing something that requires your attention span to be somewhere else, unless you're just one of those people who can't chew bubble gum and walk at the same time, you can listen to music while you're doing a whole lot of things. So there would be times where, especially if you're driving, I would be in the car and I would just go to the email blast and open up the music from the email blast while I'm driving to my destination and listen to at least, you know, 3 or 4 of the songs on the album while I'm driving. And so, you know, don't listen to anybody if they say they don't have time to listen to your music. They full of it.
You can make time for whatever. Hey, you can make time for whatever you want to.
Yep. Exactly. It don't take but
a few minutes to open up something, and especially in the email, you can, if you got Gmail, Gmail, you can listen to music right in Gmail. So ain't no downloading, ain't no converting, having to convert music. You can listen to it right down in Gmail.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so I'm telling you, like I said, she would send us these emails, and we would take the time to listen to every single artist, you know. And it was like, cause think about it, what's the point in her sending the email and, you know, doing all the hard work that she does if nobody pays attention to the actual artist that she sends, or you're picking and choosing, or that kind of thing? No, like, I mean, and there will be times where, you know, I would, you know, because it was, you know, a lot of emails, and we had our own other, you know, our own emails coming in, you know, I tell Joey, or AJ, like, as I call him, AJ, I tell him, like, you know, I'll take, you know, this, and you listen to this, and then we'll come together and kind of brainstorm on it. There were some artists, not from MJ necessarily, but there's some artists that, you know, would send us music, and I'm just like, yeah, we can't put that, we can't showcase that on our platform, because some of the music would be, like, completely degrading to women. And as a woman who's a part of the platform, I'm not going to endorse that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like, yeah, we can't do that. Or there was one artist I listened to the album, and I literally had to skip through the song. Like, I listened to track one, skip. Listen to, like, a few minutes of track two, skip. The whole album sounded the same. And the whole album, he's just degrading women. I mean, ripping women apart. And it was like, I don't want to play that. We can't do that. And the sad reality of it is that he asked for an interview as well. And I had to send him an email turning him down for an interview, because it was like, I don't. No, like, I'm not putting you on a show that I'm a part of, because we can't endorse that, you know?
Yeah. And you get that in the game. Sometimes you have to tell them no. I actually asked somebody to try to fight me because I told them no.
Wow.
And it wasn't, I didn't tell them no. It was the no to the song they sent me. I was like, no, that can't go. Like, no, that can't go. Like, but the song I wanted, I actually tried to work with him. The song I wanted, I was like, I'm willing to play that song because it was featured and I could edit out the song. It wasn't so bad. The song they sent me was bad. I couldn't play it. So I was like, it couldn't go. Like, send me the other song. Well, that song ain't finished. I want this song played. But I can't play that song. I seen bro. Me and bro was out here. He went to fight me, and we almost had to fight. I was gonna protect myself. I'm like, hey, I can't play. What you want me to do? I can't play, man.
Exactly. Some artists don't really. I don't think they really understand that. Like, I mean, and like I said, going back to this particular artist that I'm talking about, like, this song actually was talking about violence towards women. You know,
I slap a
hoe in the face, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna put that. Mm. No, why would I endorse that? And you know, then if it wasn't violent, it was extremely overly sexualized, and so I feel like, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with as far as hip-hop and R&B and things like that. Sexuality and music used to be so subtle. You know, like the Isley Brothers were talking about Between the Sheets, we're making love between the sheets. And, you know, they kept it, even though, it went a little willy-nilly sometimes, but for the most part, they kept it very subtle in those songs. Now, you know, it's about all the craziness, you know, all the taboo stuff that, you know, people didn't talk about back in the day.
Yeah, no filter. We got no filter.
None. No filter whatsoever. Yep.
I appreciate you coming on here with me in the field tonight. I know you could have been anywhere else. You came on here. Covered over with the black cat,
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for having me, and I will definitely. I think AJ might have heard what you said about, because I see that he's listening. I'm looking at the post, but you know, I'll get in touch with him and let him know to get in touch with you as well. So,
yeah, definitely, and we'll make that happen. I know I'm booked up for the next couple of weeks, but right before I go to Miami, I'll fit him in right before I go to Miami. But we definitely got to get him on, because that's amazing. That's an amazing producer. If he can, you just, like you say, you just starting out and y'all connecting like that, hey, that's an amazing producer. We got to get him out here to the people.
Absolutely. Please do. I mean, he deserves every single accolade that he can get. Like I said, just a hard working man. It's so funny because he's produced beats for other people. He's like done some music for other people, and I'm like, hey, is this beat taken? And he's like, yeah, somebody took it. I'm like, okay, so can you just give it to me? And he's like, no, like, that's not how that works. In fact, I'll even say this. He's and I'm not, you know, just gonna sit here and like sing his praises the whole night, but one of my other producers, Ransom Relic, when he got married, he gave him a poem that he had written, and he's like, hey, I want this to be a song. And so he was like, okay, and he held on to it for a little while, and he ended up turning that poem into the wedding song for Ransom Relic's wedding. And when you hear it, and he sang it, and it was like, this is something that you would hear on the radio. It's like he saw the poem, and he heard the melody in his head, and the next thing you know, he just put it on canvas, and it's this beautiful song.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good at what he does. I do think he needs to be showcased, and so I appreciate you for taking the time to do that for him.
Well, so that's talent. You got talent too, and you can't forget about your talent, because you got people closing their eyes and masking their own videos. You might change the game right now. You might want to go on copyright that right quick. People going to start having people close their eyes and imagine videos now.
Let me just go ahead and just.
Yeah, go ahead, trademark that way. Yeah, trademark that way quick. You might want to trademark that.
That's how music is. That's how you're supposed to do music. Think about all. There are a lot of songs that I've heard that it's like I've never seen a video to, but when I hear the song, I have a visual in my head of what I'm listening to. And sometimes it has nothing to do with the lyrics are in the song. It's just, you know, something that I'm just hearing. Like I don't know why, but like good example, Caravan of Love by Isley, Jasper Isley. I don't know, you know what song, I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what song, yep.
Yeah, so whenever I hear that song, I don't know why, I think about being on a cruise ship, like on a boat. And I'm on this big, huge boat, and I can just see the ocean around me. And for like that's, I don't know why, every time I hear that song, that's what I think about. And I don't know what a caravan has to do with being on a ship, on the ocean, but and listening to it, it's really an empowerment song, you know, stand up for the right, you know what I'm saying? I'm your brother. We got to fight this, you know, this mm-hmm. racial injustice fight together. But for some reason, when I hear the song, I'm on a ship.
You're on a cruise ship.
Jamaica. Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know why I hear a cruise ship. I see a cruise ship in this whole visual that I have, because, like I said, it's about, you know, being able to, you know, fight for justice. So, or equality. And so, I don't know. It's just, it's weird. I hear songs and I'm like, okay, there are certain songs that, you know, one, my favorite song of all time is Bob Marley, Waiting in Vain. That song the video for Bob Marley's Waiting in Vain was shot in Hawaii. So there's like a lot of little Hawaiian dancers. So for some, not even for some reason, but every time I hear the song, I'm in Hawaii and I got on a hula dress and I'm dancing. But that's what the video was, you know? So it depends. It depends. But right now, until this visual for this song comes out, I want you, the listener, to be able to close your eyes and whatever it is that you see, I want you to see it. Even if whatever you see as a listener, I want you to get in touch with me. And let me, like I said, I'm on all socials at Danika Ladine. Hit me up and let me know what you see as a visual when you hear this song. Because I'm curious.
And then you need to do an Instagram contest and tag me in.
Okay.
I'm going to put beach. I said beach. So the first one is going to be a beach. And then everybody else with their idea. She don't turn down the beach idea. So you I'm gonna push the beach idea.
Yeah, because that's not the trajectory of where I wanted the video to go. Now I will say this: my first thought was beach. My very first thought was beach, but
that's
then I was like, no. But I want it to be a little bit more elaborate than that, you know? So I have another scheme in my head that I want to go with, that I am going to go with, but I think the next song you might get a beach. I think the next video you might get a beach.
We can live with that one.
Okay.
I'm about to let you go. I appreciate you too, coming by here with me tonight, chopping it up with me. But before I let you go and put that contact information out there one more time and anything else you want the people to know about you.
All right. So you can find me all across the board, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Danika Ladine, or just by searching Nika Ladine. And you can find the single Energy by searching any of your music platforms for Nika Ladine Energy, or you can purchase it on my Bandcamp at nikaladine.bandcamp.com. So at Danika Ladine across the board. And even if you go to my socials, I got links to that song up there, to the first single. And then you can go to my Bandcamp, nikaladine.bandcamp.com. Shout out to my team. Oh, my God, you guys are phenomenal. And shout out to MJ. Guys, got to shout out MJ one more time. Hardest working woman in the game. So, yeah.
So, you already know we linked. So, anything you got going, feel free to tag me. Hey, this joint going to stay in my rotation. And like I say, when I fly out to Miami, that mixtape I'm going to drop out the sky, this joint will be on it.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
For sure. And we're going to let you ride out to it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Well, have a good one.
Tell me how we met somewhere before I
already know what it is. Hey, get at Nikhila Dean ASAP. Hey, we tightening in some stuff right now. So she going to be easy to find. The energy track, go over there to Apple Music. Hey, Bandcamp, wherever you get your music from. Hey, screen that music. Hey, share that music. Hey, real talk. Hey, get at the artist. Hey, we trying to help them on new fan this year. Hey, get me. Hey, let's make these artists money. That's the new saying this year. You already know what it is. So what, Cat Daddy, we still got about 30 minutes. We're going to turn you up. Hey, I got some new music. I got my hands on it. I guarantee you, one of your bootleg radio stations going to have their hands on it. But let's get on, get y'all hands on some of these underground artists. Especially my boy Flo Nice out there. Hey, I see you down there in Charlotte. Hey, he ain't no regular dude. You already know what it is.
Hey, man. Ain't nothing spectacular about me. You know? Just the same old dude. Everyday dude, you feel me?
No icicle chains,
just a regular dude.
No cameras with the fame,
just a regular dude.
A lot of money I can't claim,
I'm just a regular dude.
You probably wouldn't know my name,
I'm just a regular dude.
No icicle chains,
I'm just a regular dude.
No cameras with the fame,
I'm just a regular dude.
A lot of money I can't claim,
I'm just a regular dude.
You probably wouldn't know my name,
I'm a regular dude.
Just a regular ass nigga, I wish I stood 6 foot. Then all these bougie ass shows would probably give me a look. Still an average ass joke, can't really say I'm a crook. In certain circumstances, have me shackled down and booked. Look, grew up in the hood, my folks ain't got it. Survivor of the fittest, so the brains on autopilot. Swapping out and turning clothes, hope the kids were keep solid. No meal for the rest, my whole family had to survive. Should I struggle all my life, it's kinda hard to get excited. Need food in the house, but you want me to act delighted. Say open up your heart so your feelings can be invited. This world will soak my heart and it's hard for you to light. Got problems like the rest, getting hard for me to fight. Sometimes you get emotional, your ass become violent. My city don't give a damn, it's us against society. And we looking for a season, but my people are inside. No icicle chain,
just a regular dude.
No cameras with the fame,
I'm just a regular dude.
A lot of money I can't claim,
I'm just a regular dude.
You probably wouldn't know my name,
I'm just a regular dude.
No icicle chain,
I'm just a regular dude.
No cameras with the fame,
I'm just a regular dude.
A lot of money I can't claim,
I'm just a regular dude.
You probably wouldn't know my name,
I'm a regular dude.
Shit, I'm one check away from being up on the streets. 2 meals away from not having enough to eat. 3 steps away from no shoes up on my feet. No money up in the bank for the check I get a week. Same clothes in high school, got kids that gotta eat. Keep a day for finances, feelings I gotta meet. Getting whipped by the struggle, but poverty I gotta beat. They say time is money, and I can't afford to sleep. Long hours at work, yet they hash me pennies. Can't get another job for what I did in my 20s. And they say that they Christian, no second chance they give me. That's how they keep us back and forth at McDonald's and Wendy's. Been working all my life since the time I turned 9. Had to help to pay bills, no checks were truly mine. Paper routes out the school, cut into my playing time. Y'all appreciate the lesson, cause now I'm teaching mine. No icicle chain,
I'm just a regular dude.
No cameras with the fame,
I'm just a regular dude.
A lot of money I can't claim,
I'm just a regular dude.
You probably wouldn't know my name,
I'm just a regular dude.
No icicle chain,
I'm just a regular dude.
No cameras with the fame,
I'm just a regular dude.
A lot of money I can't claim,
I'm just a regular dude.
You probably wouldn't know my name,
I'm a regular dude.
The fame that I got is when I was in high school. Had a couple fine shows, thought I was a fly dude. Had no dumb player, lying and being smooth. Pushing up on the shows, trying to make a move. Quiet and laid back, whole school be cool with it. To the nerds in the hall and gangsters that new crib. White girls on the low in them shows with the smooth hits. Rich kids with big money and pushing them new whips. Struggle like the rest, working at 9 to 5. Next day in the hole, bills tell me survive. My city don't have jobs, an hour we have to drive. Gas so damn high, it's hard to stay alive.
You already know what it is. This boy Cat Daddy. I'm gonna turn you up. Hey, go ahead out there right now, took out that magazine. Hey, Underground Hip Dash Out. Underground Hip Dash Out right now on issue.com, ASSUU.com. Hey, search Underground Hip Dash Out, Cat Daddy Marshall, Underground Talk Radio. You won't be disappointed. Got that new mixtape, too, on Spinderella and Dat Pill. Hey, the best of Underground Talk Radio. Hey, that mixtape go hard. I'm telling you, hey, y'all already know what it is. We gonna turn you up. Hey, shouts out to Albert Chill too. Hey, they did they thing out there this weekend. That shit was thick. Going down my playlist. Hey, you wanna hear something? Hit me up 347-945-7629. Get at me. In my Cat Daddy Marshall pages, in my Underground Talk pages. Hey, you know how my pages go down. Hey, stay tuned.
Think it's a game.
Hold up.
As I get home, girl, I'ma make this shit up to you, baby. I've been gone too long from you, baby. Locked down for a while now, baby, I'ma beat it all night long, all night long. I've been locked down for a while now, baby, I'ma beat it all night long, all night long.
Look, hit it like Michael Trout. And if it's good, I fuck around and eat it like some trout. Yeah, Adrian Brunner, I got that knockout, girl. I'm getting top in the fun, I got the top drop. Hey, I told her once I put it in, you better not stop. Yeah, with the good ahead, how you a dropout? Girl, I came to put in work too late to clock out. Got that dope dick, looking for that El Nana. Look, we don't catch planes, we on the jet to the Bahamas. And we on plane, we bust down every one on. Hella bad, spent $100,000 for one on. And she bad, she be on the same one that I'm on.
As I get home, girl. I'ma beat it all night long, all night long. I've been locked down for a while now, baby. I'ma beat it all night long, all night
Look,
long.
Oh, you like foreplay? Well, girl, I'm trying to hit you for like 4 days straight. And I heard you keep it wetter than like 4 late. Yeah, well, girl, I'm trying to swim into my arms, ayy. Yeah, girl, I'm trying to fuck you till that soul taste. Yeah, and girl, I'm trying to eat you like on home grade. Yeah, put you on the plate, now you my entree. I can't wait to make you my fiance. I can't wait to turn you out, dick you down, take you to the hood, put diamonds in your mouth, in the mall, let you fuck a dog count. Yeah, girl, when I get home, just know it's going down. Yeah, yeah.
As I get home, girl.
Your main bitch, and I've been fucking hoes on my base shit. Come to the crib, I tell her go to the spaceship. Red pill, blue pill, we in the matrix. Take it to the face, better do what I say, bitch. He make it out of here, then he a winner.
If a nigga try to run, then we pull up his sprinters. We get the bustin' at your bucket, fuck it, hit your liver. End of discussion, is nothing, I eat you pussies for dinner. I got no time for fake ones. Killers on the west side, some real guns. And if you try to wait a white flag, we gon' still come.
Where you at, nigga?
All this pussy, I'ma drill some.
Why they hate to see a real nigga make it? I done made a lot of change, now my people changing. By myself, I don't need no witness. Can't think nobody but the Lord, as I'm getting it. I keep my head up and middle finger to the sky. And living every fucking day like it's Mardi Gras. I'ma finesse this shit, win, lose a draw. You think I worked this hard to fuck it
up? Once again, I gotta remind these niggas. Balenciaga, remember when I couldn't buy these niggas? Call them bricks birds, cause we really fly these bitches. Tell your mans I know I'm lit, but don't eye me, nigga. I'm solving every single problem with a tool. Super soak a nigga like he jumping off the pool. If the feds hit the mansion, we gon' make it to the news. Chop a lifting nigga up, I bet he make it to the moon. You can tell me and Breezy at the top. They want us to fail, hoping that we fall, but we not. Don't feel bad for what I did to them niggas block. Can't say what happened, just know I had to get rid of the Glock. Remember my league days, couldn't pull a bitch days. Now I ain't tripping on none of the bills, that shit paid. Niggas tryna fake beef with a nigga that's just hate. Sneak this, see me, I'll jump on my dick, these niggas lame. Hey, niggas terrible, who raised y'all? Niggas leeches, I can't feed them, I can't baby y'all. I'm giving headshots, all ain't about to phase y'all. Bitch, you ain't fucking by Felicia, I can't play with y'all.
Why they hate to see a real nigga make it? I done made a lot of change, now my people changing. By myself, I don't need no witness. Can't think nobody but the Lord, as I'm getting it. I keep my head up and middle finger to the sky. And living every fucking day like it's Mardi Gras. I'ma finesse this shit, win, lose a draw. You think I worked this hard to fuck it up?
Running to the money like the money man. When they hit the band, do the money dance. Curry on a three with the underhand. Mercy on the beat, but I understand.
We doing numbers over here. Where your girl at? She right over here. Every day I hustle, cause I know it's in my blood. It's like a drug, I'm addicted, I just can't get it up.
Big bank, take a little bank. What the hell was you thinking? From the bottom, can't stop. To the top, I'm reaching.
Got me a sizzle on the weekend. I got the stretch, Willie beaming. Pipe up the city, only real niggas feel me. When I step out fresh, I gotta be fresh every day. If I'm in your city, I get paid every day. Roll call on the play, I need every day. I need my cake in the way, I mean every day. Every day, every day. Every day, every day. Catching plays, round my way, I mean every day. In the Las Vegas city, you gotta live your life, yeah. No waste, no time. I just had my first son, so please don't play with my money. My team, we thought our family gun. Got it the hard way, run a checkup every day. Keep a bag on me like a Mayweather. Pull up at the strip club and change the weather. She all on me like a brand new sweater. I told her, baby, I'm about to make you better. When I step out fresh, I gotta be fresh every day. If I'm in your city, I get paid every day. Roll call on the play, I need every day. I need my cake in the way, I mean every day. Every day, every day. Every day, every day. Catching flesh round my way, I mean every day. Don't bring this shit on my way, I mean every day.
You ain't regular. No, I can't deal with you, cause it ain't in my schedule.
check. I see the world getting rich, cause the kid got it. I'm wrong, keep the heat on them, that's what should make you sweat. I'm a bit, I need respect, oh, we coming for you, Nick. Everywhere I go, I get love. I'm super fly when I step out like a dove. Lean your shoulders left and right, look at the flick of the wrist. When you do it, can you do it all? Spending my nights, living my lifestyle through a magazine. Don't open my mind and my eyes up to prosperity. You gotta be careful and focus on one for chicken brain. A fast way fun. When you see me come, she won't action in my pocket. I won't feel it team money. Got me rolling through the city. Pulling on with that work. Young player like me, stay down. Since I was in the third. Come on, everywhere I go, I get love. I'm super fly when I step on like a dove. Look at my youngin', they gon' show you how to do it. Look at my youngin', they gon' show you how to do it. How about this money, American, let's get to it.
You want this money, I'ma show you how I do it. My chick, she dope, you know she be a bad influence. My wrist too cold, they feel like glaciers, boy, you knew it. American world was good, my boy, you know we do this.
That make him stop and stare at rockstar denim jeans. Got rips in every pair, this water come from nature, boy. I feel like Ric Flair, icy like a glacier, boy. The diamonds got a glare. Back in 14, I had the Porsche out on collars. I dropped the top in traffic just to listen out for God. I smoke down so OG, they ain't killing up my vibe. I order pasta with my lobster, I got real mob ties. Came a long way from the bricks where they drawing chalk lines. Put my baby in the suite, she wanna have a good time. I'm a dad, all my kids gotta live a good life. I put my time in what I love, you spending time on what you like. This year, I'm on some new ways. See you try to swim with the sharks, but fuck around and drown quick. We in a big league. I think I love taking risks, yo bitch on sick leave. This water never seasick. This year, I'm on some new ways. See you try to swim with the sharks, but fuck around and drown quick. We in a big league. I think I love taking risks, yo bitch on sick leave. This water never seasick. Bottom line, life a crime for the dollar sign. You probably lie for your respect, but I'll die for mine. I'm putting nothing over money in my family time. Went all these nights without no sleep, I've been in overdrive. This shit remind me of the streets posted on Ben and Dry. A young nigga trying to make it out that south side. Dirty money, dirty guns, out the mud with dirty funds. Had to run me up some racks, nip up some marathon. I was born to be a winner, I'm a product of the slums. We eat full course dinner, but we came up from the crumbs. They were me, might as well play around with loaded guns. Tryna run me up some racks like I stole a metric ton. Fully loaded with the drip like I came in with a bomb. We got 30s, we got 40s, we got shit that hold a drum. Eat the backwoods stuff, I'ma need another lung. I just flew from overseas, I was shopping this year. I'm on some new ways. See you try to swim with the sharks, but fuck around and drown quick. We in a big league. I think I love taking risks, yo bitch on sick leave. This water never seasick. This year, I'm on some new ways. See you try to swim with the sharks, but fuck around and drown quick. We in a big league. I think I love taking risks. Your bitch on sick leave. This water never seasick.
Sabes que esta no es fácil. Lo animo como una after party. Dura y dulce es candy. Ando con dos bajapanti. Vecina soltera y Sandy. Monta en la tesa de Andy. Nos fuimos pa'l party de Yampi. Bailamos con Pedro y Chanti. María, Line y Jackie. Chicos vestidos bien fancy. Chica campana sin panty. Bailándole a DJ Frankie. Ea, ea, ea. No le gusta que la cambien. Y tú no vales más que nadie, si te sacas con vino con arte. Y eso no hay que explicarte, la vida es para expresarte. Dale papi, no te canses. Semana no empieza hasta martes.
¿Dónde vamos?
Come, come, no se harten. Yo no salgo pa' la calle. Si no es pa'l banco o baile. Con cuentos de chinos déjame. Aquí no se aceptan los guames. ¡Ea! Coge el ritmo, dale vela. Esta mami no se queja.
Esta mami no se queja.
Ea, ea, ea. Di noche, quieres vela.
Di noche, quieres vela.
Ea, ea, ea. Coge el ritmo, dale vela. Ea, ea, ea. Step in the dark, come out a monster. You don't wanna pull up on us. Extra weight up on a foreign. On this side we all retarded. Stupid cars bumping stupid songs, stupid deals, and you can't afford it. My baby daddy telling stories. His baby mama wanna call me. I blow her kisses, I ain't sorry. And tip for tat, what's your poison? Fist is loud, yeah, we coughing. Venom leave you in a coffin. I'm tired of so many losses. I'm sorry I had that abortion. Yeah, yeah. Couldn't take back, I was all in. In city I play, I'm a Boston. Shout out my bitches in Boston. Brooklyn no matter where home is. My bitches is drippy, we sourcing. He ain't gon' stop till he all in. What's him around corporate? Funding myself, sore profit. Check that thing on me for conflicts. Tuck it in for the portraits. Love a gangster so gorgeous. Don't take it cause it's offered. Ea, ea. Coge el ritmo, dale pela. Esta mami no se queja.
Esta mami no se queja.
Ea, ea, ea. Di no te quiere pela.
Di no te quiere pela.
Ea, ea, ea. Coge el ritmo, dale pela. Ea, ea, ea.
You know I had to do that. Yeah. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Coochie and head and buck on you. But the sack was too good for me to leave like that. I'm like, hell no, nah, I ain't finna leave like that. Let another nigga slide in. Cause we done been through some things, man, along the way. You almost had me crying. So don't leave me like that, cause I need you, baby.
Cause I never felt
that you're mine. I'm so thankful that you're mine.
it worth it. From hair dudes, house cars, and purses. Can't forget the diamonds on the neck. I keep my baby together cause I cut that check. And she can get the dick whatever when it come to the sex. And she tell me all the time that I'm fucking the best. If you hit before me, I bet you can't not. I got the kids pussy locked down. And whenever we get in the ride, then we slide. We be acting like Bonnie and Clyde.
I never felt
I'm taking.
Look, fuck rap, I'm a street legend. Block love me with a deep reverence. I was birthed in a C-section. Helicopters and police presence. We got ops, so we keep weapons. We on y'all block while y'all eat breakfast. A lot of shots, we broke street records. Watch how you talk, I got reflexes. Watching your cheap necklace. Then we slide out the East Texas. But every time we get the fucking niggas up, TMZ catches. Y'all still learning street lessons. From the mastermind, first you master grinding, your team catching. This time it's for the money, I don't need credit. And I'm the Don, cause the street said it. Look.
Fuck rap, I'm a street legend.
And I'm the Don cause the street said it.
Black love me with a deep reverence.
And I'm the Don cause the street said it.
And I got pressure on me. 7 days a week is game seven on me. Life will test you out, you live through that, that's testimony. Giving them hell, but how in the hell I got all these blessings on me? Most of the girls I know addicted to social media. All the time they put in, they could've wrote encyclopedias. Mama said it only takes one time to fuck up your whole Wikipedia. And as your son, I can see the type of life that you see me in. After what happened in Nipsey, I reached out to Kendrick. It wasn't even no real issues there to begin with. Lack of communication and wrong information from people fueled by the ego is like mixing flames with diesel. Energy crazy, I realize that it's a two-way street. What's coming is going, if it don't give you more, it drains you. Should be a billionaire based on the time off I'm not taking. Probably why this shit with me get crazy and we lost a baby. And everybody around me think I'm the one, but we all just one-on-ones. And I'm walking out the crib, they ask me where I'm going. I told them I'm going on another 10-year run. Niggas is banging over blocks that they don't own. Thinking that's home, boy, you think that's where you from? You don't really know where you from. You don't know how deep your roots is and what your ancestors had done. So God bless all of the sons and daughters who knew their history so they knew where to take it farther. And all the ones that stuck with me like good barbers. Looking at my life story, God's a good author. Never was the loudest in the room, we move like ninjas. And if it cost you peace of mind, it might be too expensive. So I can give you everything that you want from me for free though. Get you one shot in life, you might not be able to reload. So advanced, I need all my advances. Bro hit me up for cash like we done had the same chances. My dad hit me up like, why I don't live in a mansion? I'm trying to focus, but baby girl keep holding my mind for ransom. And that ain't how it's supposed to be. This man home got to a beat, and his name shined too. I almost felt like it was me. Damn, I realized all my setbacks were inside of me. In high school, I learned chemistry, biology, but not how to cope with anxiety. Or how I could feel like I'm by myself on an island with depression on all sides of me. With a Glock 17 right on the side of me. Look, I ain't think I had a thought of suicide in me until life showed me all these different sides of me. Too many times I thought the Reaper was outside for me. And how the fuck is people that never met me that hate me? I wonder if they understand that I meditate daily and feel like my life purpose is to give inspiration. Despite the hit songs that there's just no escaping, that I take care of my family and beat the odds that were deadly. You hate that, that just reflects your lack of success and bless them. If it ain't Nipsey Blue, it's Detroit Blue. This that Detroit 2, I'm bringing it back to my hood like D-Boy 2. Gone.
So the collaboration out, the Nipsey and who?
Oh man, I'll probably say Payroll or T Grizzly. Me and Big Sean talked about doing something recently too, so, you know, all of them. I'ma tap in with all of Detroit.
Fuck rap, I'm a street legend. Black love me with a deep reverence.
No show coming down to the end. We gonna shorten this out tonight. Cause we got that mixtape right now. Well, and that Pimp, you need to go ahead and go pick that up right now. Hey, the best of Underground Talk Radio. Go ahead, go check that out right now. You need to go check that out. ASAP. And we got that new magazine too on issue.com. ISSUU.com. Underground Hip Dash Hop. Search Cat Daddy Marshall on Underground Talk Radio. Excuse, that issue gonna pop up. So we gotta cut you short, cause y'all got homework to do. Go on ahead out there, get at the artists. Fuck me, man. Let's get these artists paid. Hey, you already know what it is. Feel some type of way, pull up on me. We got an event in Miami. I'm posting it on all my page. Hey, you pull up on me in Miami. Hey, I'm putting some more shit together in Durham, Raleigh, Charlotte. Hey, you pick your city where you want to pull up on me at. And hey, you already know what it is. It's your boy,